Relegators, mount up. Welcome back to the Relegators podcast. I'm here with my best bud, Carl. This is the pod where we go over top tier promotion relegation in English soccer. Carl, how was your week, bud?
Yeah, it was good. We've got a lot of a crazy fire happening kind of near me.
I was glad to hear you're okay.
Yeah, the evacuation zone crept closer than it ever has, so that was a little scary, but I think we're gonna be okay. They're figuring it out. I trust the firefighters of this country, and and yeah, I'm glad we got back into EFL Championship. It's gonna be a fun season, I think. What about you?
Yeah, it was a good week. It was really good to get back into football mode. Not much going on personally or anything like that, just work,
Yeah, same.
watching soccer. That's about it.
Same. Well, let's keep it rolling.
Yeah, let's get to it. Carl, we are going to start with this week's championship action. Friday starts the 25-26 campaign for the EFL Championship. We went to St. Andrews where Birmingham took on Ipswich Town. Carl, this was a DraftKings match of the week. Do you remember what you put on it?
I want to say I went Ipswich.
We both took Birmingham straight up for $100. So we both
Ooh.
started the season out poorly. In the 55th minute, Ipswich's goalkeeper Alex Palmer can't clear the ball. Osayi Samuel heads it back. Furuhashi rainbows it off the woodwork, and Jay Stansfield finishes it for the 1-0 lead. Birmingham looked good. I felt good about our money until the 90+3 when the Ipswich corner goes to the far post, and as Asiya heads go up for the position for, excuse me. In the 90+3, Ipswich has a corner that goes to the far post, and as a sea of heads goes up for position, the ball goes off Lyndon Dyke's arm for an Ipswich penalty. George Hurst would put it down to tie the game 1-1, and that's how it would finish, Carl.
Yeah, well, I mean, these are two teams that are slated to be at the top. So I'm not surprised it finished 1-1. I do. My most hated thing is a stoppage time penalty that allows a team to tie the game. So
What'd
fuck.
you think about that handball call?
Yeah, I mean, it touched his hand and his hand was kind of extended. So I think they got to call that. What about you?
His arm was out. I think it was reckless of him, and I'm with you. They gotta call that.
Yeah. But I don't know if you know about this about Birmingham, but it's a pretty big city in England.
I
Yeah.
know it's big. I don't know how big. I don't know where it compares, but I know it's very popular when I ask people where they're from as of the UK. I do get a lot of Birmingham or near Birmingham or Birmingham area kind of
Yeah.
answers.
They kind of call it the like second city of England behind London.
So like Chicago, that's our Chicago Bears right there.
That's our No wonder they suck. But yeah, so it was kind of surprising to me that they don't have a superpower team like, you
Well,
know.
let's be honest, the Chicago Bears have been terrible for a long time in the NFL, so it's not that surprising that a second city team could not always be in the top tier compared to the Liverpools and the Manchesters of the world.
Yeah, I guess they're just copying us.
I was really hopeful that Birmingham pulled this win out and I could look good because I picked Birmingham to get promoted this season. We both picked them to win, obviously. I felt really good for a long time on that match, and it all went down in the 90+5.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it sucks for them, like they lost it in the or they gave up the draw in the last minute. But Ipswich is a team that just got promoted and just got sent back down. So, like, a lot of people think Ipswich are going to be up at the top again. So that
Yes, they were favorites to get re-promoted this season.
this was like a high level match, in my
Yeah,
opinion.
I agree. I think
So,
it was a really good match. Yeah, I was just hoping for the money.
same. After what happened last season, I'm desperate for it. So I still owe you like $1,500. So
Yeah, I didn't do the calculations to finish out last season. I'll make sure I get that done this weekend so we can figure out what the final tally was last season.
don't.
Take your time.
Yeah, just do something else. Read a book.
Anything else on that game, Carl?
Birmingham has Damari Gray, who is a Jamaican, and so I'm gonna, as a half Jamaican, I'm gonna call out any Jamaican that's on any team. So expect that throughout the season.
Sounds good.
And yeah, I just had it. Yeah, it was a handball, and that's pretty much it.
All right, let's go to Saturday's action. We go to St. Mary's Stadium, where Southampton hosted newly promoted Wrexham. Carl, another DraftKings match of the week. Who'd you take in this one, dude?
Well, as everyone knows, or everyone will know, I don't like Wrexham because of the Hollywood influence, even though that's stupid because half the other teams are run by oil companies that are more evil
Yeah, sure.
than two actors.
Who's
But
Man City again?
yeah,
Eddie had.
some yeah. So my hatred of Wrexham is purely irrational, but I think it's maybe just the TV show. But anyway,
I think it's us as an American. We like to see the underdog come up, and then as soon as they make it up, we'd like to see them get smacked right back down.
we like to tear them down
That's
after
right.
we build them up. Such a sick society.
So, who'd you take, bud?
I Southampton.
Yes, we both took Southampton. You took them Jono
Hey.
bet for $75 at -360. I took them straight up for $100 at -140. So I got you on the payout there. In the 20th minute, Wrexham's Josh Windass, your favorite player from last season, makes a great pass to Kiefer Moore for a breakaway, pushed from behind by Ronnie Edwards for a penalty. Windass would put it in to put the Red Dragons up 1-0. But in the four, oh no, excuse me, not yet. In the 47th minute, Saints Shea Charles puts a shot off Red Dragons Max Klemwer's arm with no penalty called. Do you remember this one, Carl?
I don't. You
So
wanna?
yeah, in my opinion, it was an obvious penalty. Southampton should have had a penalty to start the second half, but they didn't call it. Obviously, no VAR in championship. So we had to wait till the 90th minute, where Southampton's Ryan Manning left-footed a free kick from 29 yards out, an absolute bullet to square it up 1-1. And in the 90+6, Ryan Manning again in the box crosses to Jack Stevens, who just puts it in for the 2-1 victory for the Saints.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the stats, and also, like, to me, it's funny to see Wrexham lose, but this is probably the funniest way to have that heartbreak at the
For
end.
the, in the first game in the
Yeah,
championship, I'm kind of with you. I mean, but you were about to say it, and I know exactly where you were going. Southampton dominated this game.
they dominated. Yeah, so looking at possession, Southampton had 71 or 75%, which is.
Yeah, I have 76, so it was probably like 75 point something. Yeah.
Yeah, and then the XG, the expected goals, it was 3.3 for Southampton and 1.6 for Wrexham. The shots, 27 for Southampton, 10 for Wrexham. Shots on target, 10 for Southampton, 2 for Wrexham. So yeah, I mean, and touches inside the box, 45 for Southampton, 12 for Wrexham. So this was Southampton's game. I
I
all
did hear the
the
commentator say during the game, Wrexham should be a little disappointed. They could have possibly had a 3-0 lead. I didn't watch the entire game. I just got to watch the highlights. But they're saying they could have been up possibly 3-0 at the half. So who knows what that really means. But it does mean that Wrexham had a few chances going in. But yeah, like we both said, Southampton dominated this game from first minute to 90th minute, and they pulled it out at the end.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, Wrexham might have had some chances, which happens in soccer. Like,
Sure.
it's gonna happen, but the right team won this match. So I'm happy with it.
All right, next game we go to the CBS Arena where Coventry hosted Hull City. Carl, this game was nil-nil. That's all I got.
Yeah, I watched the highlights for this one and I'll be honest, I sped through those fucking things because I was like, all
I
right.
watched the entire highlights, only 8.5 minutes long or whatever it was, but wasn't much going on. Coventry had some chances. Hull had like maybe a chance or two. So Coventry probably should have expected a victory out of it, but yeah, nothing going.
Yeah, no, it was like, you go to a fast food restaurant and you have to wait for your burger for 8 minutes. And you're just like, this is the longest 8 minutes of my life. Like, why isn't it just ready already? And me watching those highlights, I was like a bored kid. All I have, the only note that I have is the last. So Coventry had a shot. They got a free kick at the very end. It was the last kick of the match, and the guy just moonshotted it. It was hilarious. So that was funny, but yeah, besides that, there's nothing to talk about, I don't think. But
Cool.
hey, your Hull City Tigers, who you liked last year, they got a point on the road, so that's a good
Well,
start.
that was before I had to start watching them.
I know, yeah, it is torture.
It was not great going through those Hull City highlights last season. I don't think I'm going to pick them much this year.
Yeah, as a fellow Giants fan, San Francisco Giants, watching another orange and black team torture us is that's too much.
100%, 100%. Carl, next game we go to the Hawthorns, where West Bromwich Albion hosted my Blackburn Rovers. Carl, we went head to head in this one. Who'd you take?
West Brom.
You definitely took West Brom, $100, draw no bet, -295, no
Oh,
odds on
yeah.
that one, but you did take down the victory in the 15th minute. Daniel Furlong has a long throw into the box that finds Isaac Price, and he puts it home for the 1-0 lead for West Brom. In the 90 plus 5, Furlong collides with Yuki Ohashi with a forearm to the head. Second yellow equals one red. Furlong is dismissed, but nothing else happened from there. Game ends 1-0 for the Baggies.
Yeah, my notes. I had that long ass throw in. That was pretty cool to see.
Yep, that was.
It was a bit of a scramble in the box, but the long throw in started that, so that's cool. Our boy Josh Manja is back. He started off hot as hell and then got hurt, and so it's nice to see
Last season,
that.
you're saying.
Yeah, last season.
Yeah.
And then also West Brom has Jason Malumbi, who's my favorite African sounding non-African.
Oh, did you hear it?
Yeah, hear what?
Oh, they had the Cranberries chant going. Malumbi,
No,
Malumbi,
I'll
Malumbi.
need to
I heard it. Oh, I heard it. It brought me back to last year.
Yeah, I'll need to re-listen to that, but
All the way back to the winner of 25.
yes, the golden days. Yeah, but Blackburn wasn't wearing my most hated uniforms.
I have that note as
Okay.
well. I think they're saving that for the home opener.
Yeah, so I think it's interesting. Like these football teams have like three. They have three kits. They have a home and an away and a, like a secondary, which is kind of like the NBA, I guess. And Blackburn, just stick with the third ones.
They're
Please.
like a puke yellow. They weren't like great. Like,
They weren't great, but they're not those half blue, half white. I'm wearing a fake dress shirt to like serve at a catering event, fucking things. So I'll take it. I'll take it.
right on. All right, Carl, let's move to the next game. We go to Carroll Road, where Norwich City hosted the Millwall Bricks. In the 51st minute, Tristan Kramer crosses the ball into the box to Camille Negley, who puts the Bricks up 1-0. But Norwich would come right back in the 55th minute when Millwall goalkeeper Stephen Benda tries to clear, but our boy Josh Sargent, gosh, see, I do it every time. Gosh, Josh
Tough one.
Sargent puts his body in front and deflects the ball in to square it up at one. And then in the 83rd minute, Bricks Alfie Doughty with a great pass ahead to Macaulay Langstaff, who nutmegs the keeper, putting the Bricks up 2-1 for good.
So my notes, there was a fantastic cross for the first Millwall goal. That last through ball pass at the end to win it was amazing.
Oh, yeah.
That was like what you dream of right there.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. And then so I don't know if you remember last year or last season, me talking about Brendan Aaronson and continuing to wish that he would score a goal with his ass.
It was pretty close. I didn't look. Was it off his ass?
It
I know he
was.
hit it off his back,
It.
but
I mean, back ass. Like, I mean, for a skinny guy like me, it's the same thing. So I got an ass goal. It was just from the wrong U.S. player, but I still feel like I accomplished something with my prediction. So that was cool to see. And hey, the
I'll
Bricks.
watch the replay, but I'll give it to you for now.
I'm pretty sure, but yeah, go ahead and watch it. The Bricks, good start for them. We talked about this last season. I want to see them in the Premier League. I want to
Yeah,
see.
I think we talked about a little bit about it last week as well, them being in London and the whole, I mean, that's why we call them the Bricks. That's not their name. But I mean, the whole mythology behind the fans just making homemade weapons and bringing them into the stadium so that they could beat the other fans' asses with them. Like, just, yeah, that screams our kind of team.
Yeah, let's bring hooliganism back. I want to. I didn't get to
Yeah, I'm
experience.
not going quite that far. I'm just saying.
I didn't get to experience it in the 70s and 80s. I was too young.
Would they be the Eagles of the NFL, throwing batteries at Santa Claus and
Oh yeah. Oh.
having their own jail in Veterans Stadium?
Yeah, absolutely. Like I think there's no other team that compares to the Eagles in England. I mean, there might be, but Millwall
As far as we know.
they're the first suspect. So if we can get Millwall in there, and then their fans are going to Fulham, like the rich part, as you informed
Yeah.
me last year. Let's see them duke it out.
I love it. I love it. All right, Carl, next game we go to Riverside Stadium where Middlesbrough hosted Swansea. Carl, this was a head-to-head match. Who'd you take in this one?
Oh, I think I took Swans.
Yeah, you did. You took Swans, draw no bet at plus 155. I took Burrow at draw no bet minus 205. Only one goal in this game in the 51st minute. Middlesbrough's Morgan Whittaker sends in a corner short side, and Dale Fry has a header that just puts it in, going against the grain there into the side of the net. And that would be the whole game. 1-0 is our total.
Damn. So, I mean, the Welsh teams, Wrexham and Swans. So, 0 for 2 for
0 for
Wales.
2, yeah.
0 for 2. Middlesbrough. Yeah. I mean, yeah, this match wasn't too exciting to watch. But yeah, I think Middlesbrough is, again, as their name says, mid.
Mid, yeah.
And yeah,
They
I
were
mean,
super disappointing last season, and then they sold their best player to Atlanta United. So
yeah, they did. Yeah, who was it? The guy with like a funky name, but he was good.
don't remember here. Let me look it up real quick. Emmanuel Lot Lot excuse me, Emmanuel Latte Lot.
Latte Lot, yeah, he was good. He was fun to
Yeah,
watch.
he was the only guy scoring goals for him last season, and then they sold him.
Yeah, so I don't know what they're gonna look like this year. I don't expect them to contend for promotion, but crazier things have happened.
Yeah, let's see if he comes up real quick. Search. I didn't really want to go through all of them, but I'm not seeing anything as far as Latte Lot. Let's see if I can just get like
Yeah, it's probably just going to be like Starbucks links about lattes.
I was just gonna see if I can get like a quick goal total. 24 matches, 7 goals and an assist, 7 yellow cards. So he's as many goals
Wow.
as yellow cards.
Wow, so he's pretty aggressive.
Yeah. I mean, that's not terrible in the MLS. It's not great. He's not gonna turn any heads that way, but
Yeah, but he's still doing something.
yeah,
Like, I mean,
for
seven
sure.
goals. Like that's not like you're like not doing shit.
Nope, I'm with you.
Yeah.
Next game, we go to Bramall Lane, where Sheffield United hosted Bristol City. Bristol start this one out fast in the 5th minute. Scott Twine has a free kick from 24 yards out over the wall into the top corner. Carl, what a fucking goal this was.
Yep. That was my first note. That perfectly over the wall. Like, that was this guy Twine. He's something. I think he's something.
I was going to bring it in after the highlights, but my one note is Twine looks like a true number 10. He wears the number 10. He plays like it. I know it's only one game. Bristol City were in the top half of the table last season, so they're nothing to shake a stick at, but he looks really good to start this one out. I did bring him up on Wikipedia. I wanted to see where he came from. Started out with Hull City. I mean, he started out with a few different teams starting way back when he was a youth with Swindon Town. But his last team was Hull City, loaned him out last season to Bristol City, and then Bristol bought his contract outright. So he's got a 4-year deal with the Robins. So he's going to be there a little bit, unless they sell him, but it sounds like he'll be there for a while.
Good move, Bristol, from my perspective.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've only talked about the first goal, but I mean, we can spoil it. He was the man of the match by far.
Yep.
In the 14th minute, Sheffield United come back. A turnover leads to Gustavo Hammer's pass to Tyrese Campbell, wide open in the middle of the penalty area to tie it up 1-1. In the 26th minute, Bristol City's Twine passes to Ross McCrory, who is there in front of the net, to put him up 2-1. And then in the 46th minute, Bristol City again, Emil Rhys Jacobsen toys with the Blades defense and then passes to a wide open Enis Mehmedi to put him up 3-1. And the nail in the coffin in the 51st minute, Sheffield's Norrington Davies, terrible turnover to McCrory. He brings it down to the side and passes to Twine, makes a shot. The shot's deflected in. He still gets credit for the goal, but that was it after the 51st minute. 4-1, the final, and nothing much happening after that.
Yeah, I mean, so yeah, my pretty much all my notes have to do with Twine. Like you said, definitely the man of the match. The second goal where he passed to McCrory, he had a great hold up and pass to McCrory to create that goal, basically.
Yep.
And then, yeah, last goal was deflected, but that guy causes trouble, man. Like, he is
He
good.
looked real good.
Yeah.
We kind of fell in love with a couple players at the beginning of last season, so I'm not gonna go over my skis this time around. But man, if he plays like this all season, I think I'm gonna be a big fan coming up for sure. One side note I did want to bring up: Sheffield United. I wouldn't say dominated, but 74% possession and 20 shots compared to Bristol's 9. So.
Okay, so this might.
Sheffield just couldn't put the biscuit in the basket.
So this result might be a bit of an outlier.
It could be, but when you see the goals that Twine made, the assists that Twine made, like he stepped up big time. He looked really good. I'm very impressed, first game of the season from him.
Yeah, I mean, if you can have a stud, be a difference maker like that, that can turn games on their head. But we'll see if it's a an outlier. I'm
Oh
curious,
yeah, long
because
season.
I mean,
It's a marathon.
4-1 on the road, that's a big
Yeah.
statement. And
Yeah, and
especially with,
we'll talk a little bit about that later.
yeah. But yeah, that's all I got.
Cool, Carl. We're gonna finish this up Sunday at King Power Stadium, where newly relegated Leicester City celebrate their 10th anniversary of winning the Premier League Championship in the EFL Championship. They host Sheffield Wednesday. A team that many predict will get relegated into League One. We're going to start in the 26th minute. Sheffield's Jan Valeri passes off the line to Nathaniel Chalaba at the top of the box. He's wide open. This shot does get deflected in, but I don't think the keeper really had much of a chance anyway. They go up 1-0 in the 45 plus 4. Leicester's Bilal El Kanous. He has a shot that goes off Barry Bannon's elbow. What'd you think about this no call for the for handball?
I was fine with it.
Same. I thought he brought his arm back. I thought he didn't have it out. He was trying to hide it, for lack of a better word. He didn't have it recklessly out and in the way. I thought it was a good no call.
Yeah, I agree. And
Cool.
yeah. Go
In
ahead.
the 54th minute, El Canoes again, he has a free kick and just misses everybody inside the penalty area, and Yannick Vestergaard finds the ball and then puts it in the back of the net to square it up at one. Shortly after, in the 56th minute, Leicester's Steffi Mavididi dances into the box with some fancy moves, and it looks like he kicks it right off Pierce Charles's face, the goalkeeper for Wednesday. After replay, slow motion, it goes off his chest. But man, I saw it. I was like, oh, nice moves. Oh, he just kicked it right off homeboy's face.
Yeah.
But. No, it went off his chest. So lucky for Pierce Charles on that one. In the 76th minute, Bannon slides late into Harry Winks. That's Barry Bannon's second yellow equals one red. So Sheffield Wednesday go down a man late in this game. And then in the 87th minute, El Canoes again has a corner short side. And speaking of short side, Sideshow Wout Faes for the header, and he puts them up 2-1, and that would be the final.
Yeah, I was so thrilled to see it was Wout Faes, our one of our favorite. I mean, Jose Sa is our favorite goalie. I think Wout Faes is my favorite defender, maybe yours too.
I hate that guy. Clown show.
Oh, he's so fun. He's so fun because you don't know what's gonna happen with him. It's either gonna be terrible or, well, usually it's just terrible, but
Yeah, I mean it is. He was like basically unmarked in the box. Terrible defense from Wednesday, and
yeah.
he's wide open to just put a simple header in to get the victory for the Foxes. I
Yes.
have an interesting note on this game. Do you,
Okay.
Carl?
I do, but you go ahead first.
Okay, it was pretty obvious. I had a feeling you might have it, but Leicester City. No kit sponsor on the kits.
Oh,
You didn't notice that.
I didn't notice that. That's
They
crazy.
had a left shoulder decal. I want to say patch, but it was more of a decal, and I thought it might have been like a 10th anniversary thing, but I think it was just a like a small time sponsor. But yeah, no chest sponsor on their kits. Just the blue, plain blue. That's all they had.
So, I mean, maybe the kit sponsor on the shoulder, was it just Jamie Vardy's balls?
No, it was him going, me one, you losers none.
It's you, Tottenham, nothing. Oh my God, that was like, even as a Tottenham fan, I was like, oh, that's so good. Like, I can't even be mad. Like, that is classic. Okay, so that's interesting. I will definitely take note of that next week. So my notes were the Sheffield Wednesday goalie, last name's Charles. He had some nice saves.
Yeah, Pierce Charles had some good saves.
Yeah, so that was cool. The Leicester fans booed their own team at halftime. And also the last thing is, did you know that Sheffield Wednesday is in extremely severe financial trouble?
I think we've talked about this before. I think you talked about it last season, and I think you might have brought it up again last week.
So I looked at a Sky Sports article, and it said Sheffield Wednesday players were paid late for July, the fourth time in 5 months their wages have been late.
Oh
The
my God.
manager Danny Roll has left. North Stand at Hillsborough has been closed. This team is in trouble.
How
Like,
do they have a kit sponsor but Leicester doesn't? Also, the name of the stadium is King Power. So they were willing the old owner, he, you know, God rest his soul, he's passed away, but he funded the team, took the name of the stadium, sponsors the stadium name, sponsors the kits. But then now they don't want to sponsor the kits, but they'll still sponsor the stadium. How does that work?
that was the guy that died in the plane crash.
That helicopter crash,
Oh,
yeah.
helicopter. I don't know how any of this works, honestly. Like, I mean Sheffield Wednesday needs to have a sponsor because they're running out of money. Like, they have to.
Man, if the players aren't getting paid, what do you think the cooks are getting paid?
God, that's a horrible thought. Like, I can't even imagine. But so I mean, Leicester took it over, and Sheffield Wednesday's in big trouble.
Yep. I have a soft spot in my heart for them, but I think you might be right here in that news. I didn't know all of that information, but like I said before, most of the pundits are picking them to get relegated, so not surprising.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe they can get sold to someone, with more money and can bring them back. But it's not looking great for them right now.
Sad state of affairs. Yep.
Bad state of affairs.
All right, Carl, time to move to the standings in the championship, because it's only 1 week and we're not going to really switch teams this early in the campaign. I just took the teams that we followed this week and I put them into three different categories. First category, big win. Second category, meh. And third category, shit the bed.
Okay.
So the teams we have for big win: Leicester City, Middlesbrough, Millwall, Bricks, Southampton, and West Bromwich Albion, all with big wins this week. Nice way to start the 25-26 campaign. In the meh category, Birmingham and Ipswich Town, great game, but not the result either one of them were looking for. I mean, maybe one of them or both were looking for a draw, but not for us. We wanted one team to win. And then obviously Coventry in there. They got the meh with their draw. And then absolutely shit the bed. Wrexham had the lead going into extra time. Two goals after the 90th minute. They shit the bed. And then Sheffield United, big time favorites over Bristol City, losing 4-1 at home to start this year's campaign. Absolutely shit the bed.
Yeah, I mean, Sheffield United is the biggest one, obviously. Even though they dominated the game, that's a huge disappointment for them. I mean, with the score line, it looks like they got their absolute ass kicked.
Yeah, can't win the season on XGs.
No. 4-1 at home, not gonna cut it. I mean, Wrexham, I guess you could say they shit the bed, but I think they played pretty well. I mean, the numbers don't look great for them, but they did have the lead until late in the match. So, and that was also on the road. So, I'll put them in the meh category.
Well, to be fair, it was just big win was the winners, meh were the teams who drew, and shit the bed were the two teams that lost. So I'll be fair to Wrexham in that, but yeah, I especially named it after the Sheffield United display.
Yes. And then also a big winner this weekend, which we're not really kind of following right now, but Stoke City, big winner.
The
So
Potters.
the Potters are up. They are in promotion territory.
On goal differential.
I looked up a Twitter I just searched Stoke City on Twitter or X or whatever the fuck, and the first post after the match ended was some Stoke City fan just going, "Stop the count, stop the count." And I was like, "Yeah, I agree with that."
I totally forgot to take a look at the championship subreddit this week. You definitely reminded me. I'm gonna have to get back into that one now that the campaign's begun.
Oh yeah, it's lit. It's a good one.
All right, Carl, let's take a look at next week's action. We are gonna start Saturday at the race course ground where Wrexham will make their home debut in the championship in, 35 or something stupid years. I don't really care. Carl, they will be hosting West Bromwich Albion. This is a DraftKings match of the week, so let me get you the odds on that. Wrexham to win +165, West Brom to win +180, a draw is +220, draw no bet, Wrexham -115, West Brom -110. So not really going to get any odds unless you pick something straight up.
Yeah, so this is kind of a tricky one, because it's like it's Wrexham's first home match in the championship.
Yeah, and Vegas thinks they're gonna have the home crowd behind them for this first match, because I honestly think that the Baggies are better, but Vegas thinks that Wrexham's gonna have some lightning firing through them for this home opener.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably gonna be, I mean, the crowd's probably gonna be on fire. Like, I mean, it's gonna be a tough environment for the Baggies. But I'm gonna go with the Baggies straight up.
You're going to take the Baggies straight up +180.
Yeah, fuck
I
Rex.
wanted to do the same. I think I'm going to have to go Wrexham, draw no bet on this one.
You bitch.
Don't worry about how I do my business.
Maybe I should. Maybe I might make more money in the bidding.
All right, Carl. Next game, we're going to go to iPro Stadium where Derby hosts Coventry. Derby, heavy underdogs in this one. This isn't a DraftKings match, but I started putting all the straight up odds next to the teams on my show sheet just so I could remember who was favored and who was underdogs going into the next week after the games are over.
That's helpful. Yeah.
Yeah, Derby +205, Coventry +150, straight up in this one.
Yeah, you know what? I think I would take Derby in this one.
Do you
At
want
home.
to do a head-to-head? Because I'm going to take Coventry. Let's take a look. Derby +110, draw no bet. Coventry -140, draw no bet. Oh, how much did you want to put on Wrexham? Sorry.
Oh. Well, I don't want to put anything on Wrexham. I don't like them. But I will put 75 on West Bromwich Albion.
Okay, and I'm sorry. Yeah, you picked West Brom. My bad. I'll put my $100 on Wrexham, draw no bet. And you said you're gonna take Derby in this one. Like I said, we'll go head to head in this, draw no bet +110. How much you want to bet on this one, Carl?
For Derby is +110 draw no bet.
Draw no bet. Yeah, you get some positive odds on that one.
I mean, they're not as great as I would have imagined. I thought they would have been better for Derby.
Well, I think it's the beginning of the season, home opener. I think Vegas is not really given a lot of odds right now. They don't want to lose their shirts.
Yeah, I'm gonna go $50 on this one.
Okay, me and you will bet $50. Draw no bet.
Yeah. I don't feel super confident in Darby. I just thought that I would get better odds, but you know what? Let's ride the sheep.
The
That's what
sheep.
they are, the sheep, Darby.
Oh yeah.
Sheep
I
sheep botherers or
thought you were
whatever.
just being cute, but we
I
know
mean,
that's not. We know that's not possible.
I'm always cute. Stop it.
Stop
You stop that.
it. Next game, we go to the Deepdale, my favorite stadium, where Preston North End hosts Leicester City. Preston North End, heavy underdogs in this one. +260 straight up Leicester, +110.
I mean, you know, first match of the season, or well, second. It's still early to know how, you know, what form teams are in. But in this one, I think I'm gonna have to stick with Leicester.
Yeah, and Preston did pull out a draw last week.
They do that. They are good at that.
I'm with you, a draw. It was kind of discouraging to see Leicester's late start last week, but yeah, I think they're going to roll for a while this season. So I'm with you. I think Leicester will take that one down. Next game, Swansea.com Stadium, where Swansea hosts Sheffield United. Despite their loss, Sheffield United still favorites on the road. Swansea +200, Sheffield United +150 straight up in this one.
Yeah, this one's tough to call. You know what? I mean, you want to say that after getting their shit kicked in at home by 3 goals, that Sheffield United will bounce back and like really bring it. But this is Swansea's first home game, I believe. So
Correct.
that is something I would probably go. It's tough. I'd probably go Swansea draw no bet. What about you?
Yeah, I'm going to take Sheffield in this one. So let me pull up the draw no bet odds and we'll go heads up again. I love the way you're going against the grain in this one. Swansea +105. Sheffield -135. How much you want to put on this one?
50.
Oh, you're just going weak sauce with me now.
Well, I mean, did you not see what happened last season? I need to pace myself and figure this out. I need to feel it out for you know, at least 3 months.
3 months.
It's a long season.
All right, so we're heads up on that one. $50, draw no bet. You got Swansea, I got Sheffield. Next game, we go to Ewood Park where the Rovers take on Birmingham. Rovers heavy underdogs again on at home, excuse me. +220, Birmingham +130 straight up.
I mean, I know Blackburn Rovers are like a broke dick team, kind of like what's the other one?
You know they're going to be wearing their blue and whites for the home opener.
I mean, they have to, you know, because
Contractually obligated.
they have to horrify their home fans. That's what they have to do. I mean, Birmingham City, that was a draw with Ipswich last week. But like, I don't know, these teams that are playing their first match at home. It's like hard for me to go against them, but I do think Birmingham is probably a better team than Blackburn, but I don't think it's far enough to know for sure like that they're gonna win on the road. What about you?
No, I think you're leaning Birmingham draw no bet. I'd probably take that as well.
Yeah.
All right, next game we go to the Den. The Millwall Bricks host Middlesbrough. Millwall, heavy favorites in this. Plus 125 straight up. Oh, Carl, this is a DraftKings match of the week, so we will be putting some money down on this. Millwall straight up 125. Middlesbrough plus 240. A draw in this one. Plus 220. Let's take a look at the draw no bet. Millwall minus 170, Middlesbrough plus 135.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I gotta go Millwall on this one.
You want to take him straight up or draw no bet?
I'll take them draw no bet because I mean, I think Middlesbrough, they didn't blow the doors off in their first match, but they looked somewhat competent. But I'm gonna go ahead and take Millwall, draw no bet.
Yeah, I want to go against you, but I don't think I can. I don't think Middlesbrough's got enough offense. Not that Millwall really impressed, but
I mean, they went on the road at Norwich. I mean, it's not terrible.
agreed, agreed. Minus 170, though. I hate to take those odds, but I'm with you. I'll take them draw no bet as well. How much you want to put on it?
$400. No, just kidding.
Nope, locked in.
No, unlock it. Unlock it.
Unlock.
Put the keys in. No, I'll go $50.
$50, what a puss. I'll put my $100 down, but we got the same bet going, so.
Cool.
Final game Sunday at Portman Road. Ipswich Town host Southampton. This is another DraftKings match of the week. Let me get to the straight up odds. Ipswich Town, heavy favorites, plus 105. Southampton, plus 255 to win straight up. A draw is plus 250. Draw no bet. Ipswich, minus 210. Southampton, plus 155.
I mean this is two teams that are thought to be at the top of the table or close to it. Ipswich is at home. I gotta take them. I mean,
Straight up or draw no bet?
even though last year they kind of sucked at home, but this is the
That
chance
in the Premier League,
in the Premier
to be
League.
fair.
In the Premier League, they're a little overmatched. I'll draw no bet. What about you?
You are taking no odds at all. Draw no bet, minus 210 for Carl.
That's minus 210.
Minus 210, yeah.
Give me straight up.
Straight up plus 105.
That's way better. Okay. Let's just go for it. Let's ride this Ipswich horse.
I think I wasn't impressed with Ipswich. I don't like Southampton on the road. I think I'm gonna take the draw on this one.
Okay.
Plus 250.
That's crafty. I like it. Yeah, Ipswich without Delap, it seems like they're kind of toothless right now, but we'll see.
Yeah, see, that's how I feel. I don't really feel comfortable putting money on them unless it is a draw no bet like you went at the beginning, but with no odds, like I gotta get some payout out of it. So yeah,
Yeah,
I'm gonna
that
go
I mean
draw in this one. How much you want to put on it?
I'm gonna put my usual $50.
Usual, it used to be 75.
Yeah, I'm downgrading.
You've lost inches on your dick since last season.
Yeah, I mean, but luckily I started with a 12-incher, so I got plenty to work with.
All right, Carl, it is time to move to the Premier League.
Hit the music.
Carl, we are going to start Friday at the Stadium of Light, where Sunderland host East Ham United. Carl, this is another DraftKings match of the week. Sunderland are going to be, let me switch to my Premier League. Sunderland plus 220 on this one. Where did the Sunderland odds go? There we go. West, or excuse me, East Ham plus 125 straight up, a draw plus 240. Draw no bet. Sunderland plus 125. East Ham United minus 160.
Ooh, bro, give me these Black Cats of Sunderland. Let's ride. Stadium of Light, first Premier League match in God knows how long. Like, but it's tough. Yeah, I'm gonna go Sunderland, draw no bet.
Draw no bet. I don't hate it. Plus 125.
And West in East Ham is not that great, so.
No, agreed. I think they're getting a lot of credit just for being in the Premier League and Sunderland just being promoted. I do think the Black Cats are better, but I think I'm with you. I think I'll take that. Draw no bet plus 125. How much you want to put on it?
I'll put my customary $50.
I'm gonna put my customary 100. And if I lose all these games this week, I'm gonna be broke.
You have
All
a
right, next, huh?
horseshoe up your ass. You'll win all of them somehow.
I'm not lucky, sir. I know how to gamble.
All right. We'll see.
All right. Next game, we go Saturday to Tottenham Stadium, where your Spurs are gonna host Burnley. Tottenham minus 270 straight up, Burnley plus 750 straight up.
My goodness, those are huge odds. I'm a Spurs fan. They did a draw with PSG in the final of some random ass tournament that I never heard of today. They were up 2-0, and then PSG scored two late goals to tie it and then won in penalties. But that's okay. I'm not expecting Tottenham to beat PSG. I just want them to beat Burnley. So, yeah, no, Tottenham.
I'm gonna take Burnley. If I was to bet, I'd just put a little bit down. If you want to go heads up,
Gonna go heads up for $25.
yeah, see, 25 was exactly what I was thinking. You're at minus 1,000 heads up, or excuse me, draw no bet. I'm at plus 550. So yeah, I'll take that for 25
Yeah,
bucks.
that's good value for you, but I gotta stick with my boys, especially in the first match of the season.
Okay, I like it.
Like
Minus
if they lose that, then
1,000.
fuck them. I'm not a fan anymore.
See, and that's the thing. I really want to see Burnley's back line and how they do against Premier League competition. Because they were really good last season, and we talked about it last week. They bulked up their back line even more. They are going to go for nil-nil draws. I think Burnley would be happy with 38 points and a zero goal differential, just zero zeros all the way around. I honestly think that. And I want to see how this back line does against Premier League competition.
Yeah, just grinding it out. I mean, I think it's gonna be tough for them.
Yeah, they got a new keeper too, so it's not the same keeper, but I think their strength was in their back four.
Yeah, I mean, I think the keeper like looked good. I mean, he was good, but I think that his stats, his clean sheets, and all that were
Yeah,
product.
padded by the defense.
Yeah, I think the
Yep.
defense was just well constructed and. I mean, who knows? But I don't think it's gonna go that well for them, unfortunately.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. That's why I didn't mind putting a quarter on it, so.
Yeah, after they give up a nickel to Tottenham, then we'll be talking again.
Next game, we go to Mullinall Stadium where the Wolves host Man City. Wolves, heavy underdogs here, plus 550 straight up, Man City minus 220.
Yeah, again, it's a first match, with a
Oh,
home
please take Wolves in
with
this.
I'm not going to. I'm not no. I'm absolutely not. Jose Sa. I don't know if he's going to be starting or what.
I wonder if there's a side bet how many penalties Saw commits.
Yeah, or if there's a bet on if Jose Sa scores a rainbow goal from 3/4 of the pitch. But yeah, no, Man City's too strong. I think, they had kind of a shitty season last season, but I think that they're gonna come back with a vengeance.
They still made Champions League, so
Champions League, yeah.
couldn't have
So I
been that
mean,
bad.
yeah, no, even with being, I mean, it was under their standards.
Sure.
But I think Erling Haaland's gonna come back and really do well.
Holland's back. De Bruyne is gone.
Yeah, he's gone. I don't even know where he went.
Lyon or something like that. I can't remember off the top of my head, but
No, he
he
didn't go to
went.
the Chicago Fire.
That was rumored. That was rumored, but I believe he went to Serie A.
Well, good for him. That's a better choice, I think. But yeah, I mean, Man City, gonna stick with them.
Yep, I'm with you. Sunday, we go to Stamford Bridge where Chelsea hosts Crystal Palace. Chelsea minus 170 straight up, Crystal Palace plus 425.
Yeah, I mean, Chelsea just is coming off winning the Club World Cup, so that's pretty cool for them. Cole Palmer looks like he's back in form.
Yeah,
So
stud.
yeah, I think I'm gonna stick with Chelsea. What about you?
Yeah, I'm with you. I like Crystal Palace after last season, but no, I think Chelsea have this in hand. I picked Chelsea. I don't know if you remember. I picked them to take top two this season. So I'm going to ride them anytime they come up on our board.
Okay.
All right. Next game, we go to the City Ground where my Nottingham Forest take on Brentford. Nottingham plus 110 straight up, Brentford plus 250.
I mean, it's going to be interesting to see how Tottenham or not Tottenham,
Nottingham.
Nottingham.
I know
Yeah,
what you meant.
just these British words sometimes, it just all sound the same. They all look alike. Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how Nottingham respond, because like last season they were way up there, like they were at second at one point, like pretty well into the season, and then they kind of fell apart a little bit. I
Yeah,
mean,
they definitely dropped off.
yeah.
Definitely, it was disappointing. We barely made Europe after a technicality got us in. And that's when I say Europe, I mean Europa, like
Yeah.
not Champions League. So
Yeah.
it was a great season. If you asked me before the season started if I'd take seventh,
Oh,
absolutely, I'd take seventh
absolutely.
100
Yeah.
times out of 100. So, but how hard we started and how quickly we fell was disappointing. Brentford's a good squad. I'm not going to take them for granted. And I'm really nervous about this Forest team. We made like one or two moves. We didn't do a whole lot. We lost.
Alanga.
But we were able to keep Captain Morgan, even though the Spurs tried to buy him. So I'm happy with our core. I don't think that we're going to mesh as well as we did at the beginning of last season, but I think we could beat Brentford. But if I were to bet, I'd probably take like a draw no bet.
Yeah, same. Yeah, I'd probably lean towards draw no bet and in Nottingham's favor. Once again, I'm like a broken record. First match of the season at home. Like,
Yeah, I
I'm
don't
not.
think we're that much better than Brentford, to be honest with you,
No,
though, but.
Brentford. Yeah, Brentford. They're always like mid, at least mid table, if not a little bit higher. Like, they're not to be fucked with. But I think Nottingham can take this, but I'm not super confident.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. Final game, Monday Night Football. We go to Elland Road where Leeds United are welcome back into the Premier League and they take on Everton. Leeds United, slight favorites, plus 145 straight up. Everton plus, excuse me, Everton plus 185 straight up.
Yeah, I mean, It's super fun to see Leeds back in the Premier League. I mean, their fans, they're not at Millwall level, but they are pretty crazy.
Yeah.
So it's
Well, especially on the subreddits.
yeah. Oh my God. And they're just doomers. They're like, as soon as Leeds like lost a game or a match like last season after they were riding at the top, they're everywhere, everyone, all the Leeds fans were just like, oh, we're fucked, it's all over, just tear it down. And it was just like, no, okay, like calm down. But I like Leeds team. Like, I don't know if their style of play with, breakneck attack.
Yeah, we talked about this. They're gonna try and outscore everyone.
Yeah, and I mean that's probably not gonna work in the Premier League. 'Cause yeah, there's just too much talent. But I think for this first match, I think I'd go Leeds draw no bet.
Yeah, I think I'm with you. I don't think Everton's as bad as the odds say they are. I think they had a good second half of the campaign after a dismal start last season.
Yeah, no, they're not bad. I mean, they're
Yeah,
not great, but they're not.
agreed. But I mean, I think a newly promoted team, I would tend to go with the Premier League despite being on the road. So yeah, I think maybe a draw straight up or Leeds draw no bet just because they're at home. But I really wouldn't be surprised if Everton won this like 3-1, honestly.
No, neither would I. This one's a toss up in my mind.
Yep, I'm
And
with you. I'm
but
with you.
I think just in my heart of hearts, I want Leeds to win.
Yeah,
So
same. Yeah. After watching them all season last season, yeah, I'm with you.
it's funny how we get attached to random
Oh,
ass
yeah,
teams.
for sure. For sure. I've thought about that a lot. All right, Carl, that's going to do it for looking ahead. We're going to finish up with the DraftKings scoreboard. We both had the same record last week at 2-0-2. I had a little better favor with the odds, and we both started with what did we start with? 800 because I started us at 1500. We had six predictions for the end of the season, six future bets for the end of the season, and then we both added one. You had Tottenham making top seven, and I had Chelsea making top two. So we basically started with $800 on the DK scoreboard. 2-0-2, like I said, for both of us. You lost $94.67. I lost $79.79, putting you at $705.33 to start the season, and I am at $720.21.
Wow, I mean, after what happened to me last season, like I'm terrified now 'cause like this money could go really quick.
Yeah, and I was thinking about that, making my usual hundreds on every bet. And I'm like, man, if I lose all these bets in the second week of the season, I'm
You're
gonna
done.
be digging myself out of a hole.
Yeah, we might have to extend ourselves a line of credit. But we'll see what happens. We could also come up big. So
Yeah, let's only hope. I mean, we went heads up a lot in this, so one of us is going to be crying next week, I think.
yes, one of us will be crying a lot more than the other. It's your turn to cry, Phil. It's your turn. I've already done enough crying.
Nope. Not going to happen.
All right, whatever.
All right, Carl. Exciting week of action in the championship. Look forward to the beginning of the Premier League and week two of championship. Yeah, still looking forward to another long season. Yeah, I thought everything went great, man. So let's sign off. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you all for joining us at home. We will see you again next week, Carl. Say bye.
I'm gonna go finish my McDonald's cheeseburger. and catch 40 winks of shut eye. So I'll see y'all on the flip side.
On the flip side. All right, thanks, guys.